All right, man.
All right, man.
Hey, that's what I said.
All right, ma'am.
Hey, all right, ma'am.
No, my name's Ron, and I like to party.
Hi.
Are you ready for a good-ass show?
Yee!
All right, here we are. We're back again. It's another edition. It's another episode of my show. And you might have heard him earlier. He went, yeah, and he opened a beer. We've been talking about him, and he's here. It's Dave.
It's me. It's Robin.
Wow. The son of a bitch does it all the time.
Smash.
It's fucking smashed, man. Made me lose my pen. And forget what I was doing. Yeah, he's like, drop that. Hey,
I was gonna say something, and then I saw you start to drink.
And then you're like, how can I fuck this up properly? Speaking of fucking it up properly, the hoop snake known as Jake.
It's me, one take Jake back in the saddle again, and man, we got some stuff to talk about today.
What we got to talk about? Have some things.
Oh, I had an eventful day.
Did you?
I sure did.
Hmm.
Well,
I
should say an eventful 24 hours, because today I didn't really do shit. I pretty much just played Madden all day. Sure. Protest Madden.
Yeah, Protest Madden is the name of the episode.
So far. So, yeah, I was supposed to get about $830 of expenses added to the check. That I was expecting on Friday didn't come. So I was told, hey, yeah, you know, it's in the mail. It'll be there Tuesday. Like, be cool. I'm like, all right, you know what? I can handle if it's there Tuesday. That's not a big deal. Tuesday comes, the check comes. I open the mail. I open the check. $44.49. I don't know if you're keeping score at home. But also a brief reminder, this $44.49 goes on top of the other $830.
Right.
So I'm expecting a check of about $870 so I can pay the rent. And yeah, they neglected to do that. And so I called, I sent my boss a text. I said, hey, I'm not an after hours kind of guy. But this shit's fucked up and someone needs to fix it. And I told my boss flat out, I said, you know, man, until you guys pay me, until I have some confirmation that this money's on the way and I see that it's in my bank account, I can't justify coming into the warehouse.
Bold move.
And he's like, no, I understand where you're coming from. And I'm like, yeah. So you guys get me some sort of confirmation and I'll start working, but I'm not stepping foot on campus until I see that money in my bank account. So about what time was it? I got, and keep in mind, my workday starts at 6. So I knew right from the jump that I was already getting 2 free hours because no one's getting
office
into,
people.
Yeah. No one's getting into the office until 8. So we're already from that point, we're losing 2 hours of work. You guys are sacrificing that just by making this take another day. It was look at my boss's name. It was 10:45 when I got my ACH confirmation number, account communications hard boners, whatever, I don't know.
Because no one likes soft boners.
Yeah, so I got the confirmation that it was there, but it didn't actually deposit for another 3 hours. But I'm like, yeah, you know, I can answer emails from my home office here, like that's not a problem. And so I pretty much just did that, answered emails, and when someone asked me a specific question about what was going on in the warehouse, I text my employee. I said, hey, what's going on in the warehouse?
Mm-hmm.
And he responded. So yeah, I pretty much pretty much told everyone to stick it up their fucking ass today. Pay me or I'm not coming in. And I gave myself a day off in the meantime.
It's a good one. I mean, it's Wednesday. Nobody cares.
Nobody cares.
They don't even have a warehouse.
Yeah, they don't even, you know, there's, I mean, clearly I was capable of doing my job while playing Madden from home.
Right.
So, like,
tell me you got COVID now.
Yeah, like, I got COVID.
You should come down with COVID.
I mean, you probably could get away with it. I mean, it is Seattle, and they just announced new variants.
Well, get away with it.
Riv had COVID 2 weeks ago.
I could also just continue to not show up.
I mean, there's that.
I also got pissed off about a lot of things today and signed up to go to college again. So
back to school.
Probably back to school. So I'll go back to school.
Yeah, we could all be in school.
Like, didn't we just talk about it in the pre-show?
We're in education.
Yeah.
We work in education professionally.
Then let's all teach at the same school.
I think I've been out of school long enough. I could handle going back to school. Like, I needed that solid 10-year break.
Yeah, that's fair.
What has it been? Like, yeah, I finished in 2009. So, I could...
14 years?
Yeah.
You could do it.
It was literally the end. So, yeah, we're pretty close there to...
Go get your doctor so they can start calling you Dr. Coach Miller.
I've thought about it. Like, I've looked it up. I've tried to figure out where I could go. I should, because the way that the loans, my student loans, have kind of been, everything got put on a delay, I'm in good standing right now.
Same.
So I could just go be like, hey, give me some of them school monies.
Give me some of that school money. Hey, give me some of that government loan that never paid back.
Hey, you got any more of them student loans?
Yeah.
Well, until your school system goes down for 3 weeks and you don't get paid for an entire term.
Right? That sounds less than fun.
But then you survive the whole term, and then they pay you at the end, and then you have fat stacks, Eisenberg.
You get that N-word rich check.
Well, I mean, all that money.
Nothing, nowhere, never.
It's not my getting that money. It's going back. It's going to everything that I haven't been paying off. And
yeah, well.
Going to everything I haven't been paying off.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Going into debt.
Going into debt to be in college. That's the American way.
Well, if he had followed through the first six times, he probably wouldn't be doing it this way.
I can't cast stones from my glass house here. Like, no, I dropped out of college twice.
Two times? Those rookie numbers.
Bump that up.
I stopped once. And then came back and finished. And then I was out of school for like 3 months before I started going for my master's. And even then, that was just the soonest that their program started. So.
I'm at that stage where I have to get a hold of Oregon State here pretty soon.
Boo.
And then find out what I have to do because I'm transferring without an associate's.
Are you?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I started school a term late. So I had to remix all my classes, but there's two classes that I couldn't take because of scheduling conflicts. So I'm just going to take them up there.
Sounds like a bunch of bullshit to me.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if I would have started in the fall after Sarah and I had split up, then I would be solid. Mm-hmm. But I didn't because I still didn't know what I was going to do. So, but I just figure either way, I'm transferring up there to start in the fall because I don't want to try to get up there and find a place to live in December. Well,
yeah,
after
you
all
definitely don't want to do that.
In fact, I'm trying to get a place like by July.
Honestly, that's probably the second best time because you get a lot of kids that start and then they don't make it. But also. most of the kids that don't make it to term two were dorm kids.
Yeah.
And so that doesn't help.
Yeah.
Like, you can get in the dorm.
Oh, no. I did find
Dave in the dorm.
Dave could be dorm daddy Dave.
Dorm daddy Dave.
Yeah, just Dave, walking just around your kimono all the time down the halls.
Just be the RA, Dave. It'll be perfect.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I could be an RA. I'd be the coolest RA.
Be perfect.
Ever. I'd get kicked out.
You just make all the girls call you Dorm Daddy Dave, and all the guys just call you Daddy Dave.
You know what? I didn't think about
Daddy.
What I could be an RA.
You didn't think about it. Oh, no. Don't they pay you for that?
Yeah, no. You don't have to pay for housing.
Hold up. Wait a minute.
Something sounds right.
I think
right
we're on to something here.
Okay, now I'm going to look into it.
Yeah, look at, we just solved most of Dave's problems.
Also, I'm going to write that down as the name of the episode.
Dorm Daddy Dave.
Dorm Daddy Dave.
Featuring Doja Cat.
Dorm Daddy Dave in a kimono.
I can just see you walking up
Van
and down
Wilder.
The hall.
It's Filipino Van Wilder.
Filipino Van Wilder.
It would be Ban Wilder.
Ban Wilder.
Exactly. Oh, my God.
I always have Lumpy on me.
Oh, man. That might actually get me to come to school. Lumpia. Like, if you become an RA, I might come visit. Can be like, what's up? Oh, my God.
Bigger rooms?
I think so.
Yeah.
Like, you get your own room. You don't have to share.
Because I'll technically be a junior. That's not like, you know, I'm...
Yeah, you'll be a junior for sure, yeah.
You're like, technically, we're all in the same grade, guys.
We're all in the same grade.
it's Dwight at fucking karate class.
I can already hear Dave. A lot of people go to school for 9 years.
Because I'm older, they're like, he's more mature. We're going to put him in the all-girls dorm.
You're like, oh.
You have to get posters, framed posters of, like, Van Wilder and
a Ferrari.
What was the other one I just thought of? I don't know. But there's, like, we'll find you some movies. Yes, old school.
Old school. Maybe I'll get a painted
Tommy
portrait.
Tommy Boy.
I'll get a painted portrait of myself in my kimono.
Yes.
Do one, but like, you have to have like a full, like, raging six pack.
Yes, just
we'll just take that picture from Vegas where you're in the bed, and we'll get that into a painting.
Or what redo if, the Globo
like a
gym.
Velvet painting.
Yeah,
Ben what about Globo Gym where he's wrestling the bull?
What about my head? What about a velvet painting of Dave in the kimono, but like buff as hell? Like, in the George Costanza pose.
Also perfect.
Just put it above your bed. Just
with a mirror on the ceiling.
Hello, ladies.
So somehow I get a water bed into my dorm room.
That sounds kind of awesome.
That's not a terrible idea, and I know a guy who can install it. I've done those before.
Walking around with a brandy glass and a cigar the whole time in my
car. Obviously.
There's a fucking there's just a fucking hose running up the stairs.
No, they make an adapter for just a regular sink. So you wouldn't even have to run it up.
Instead of a cigar, it's just a lumpia that I'm slowly
eating. Just slowly eating a lumpia. This is a perfect idea.
Oh. Maybe instead of the cognac or whatever, you just have that sauce you dip it into.
Sweet chili sauce.
Yes. Still in the same glass, though.
Same. It's still in a cognac glass.
Yes. Oh, this is perfect. I can't wait to make this movie. This is going to be a great movie.
Right? All of a sudden, I'm coming down every weekend instead of just Duck Games. That's weird. Right? Dave in the sorority house.
I should see if I can become a house mom.
Dorm Daddy Dave. I love
Dorm Daddy Dave, the house bunny.
Filipino house bunny.
Filipino house bunny. Isn't that usually what they have for dinner?
Aww. Oh, my God. I don't know why, but I love this whole idea.
This, yeah, I don't like.
I know why. It's because it's an amazing idea.
It's an amazing idea, and it's hilarious, and I'm and it solves most of Dave's problems all at the same time.
It really money, does.
Housing,
done. And chicks,
entertainment.
Yeah, entertainment. Like, you're not gonna get annoyed at a kid showing up at 3 a.m. drunk because you will probably still be awake.
Drunk.
Or drunk.
Possibly drunk. You'll be like, hey, quiet down.
One of the rules is no alcohol in the dorms. So I'll just walk around the doors. Hey, you got alcohol in there? No, give it to me. All right, later.
the rule is
I'll
like
start charging a tax for every case
holiday
of beer
five packs only. Five.
That's every a brutal case tax, of beer. Man. Of hey, this is America. I set the taxes.
You can set up your own Wi-Fi there and just make the password Go Duck, so they have to put that in.
Yes.
And make the password network Dorm Daddy Dave.
Obviously, yeah.
I might that anyway, no matter where I live.
Dude, we'll get you like a jersey with the name across the back, Dorm Daddy Dave.
I like
Man,
it.
Man, this sounds amazing.
It also sounds like a chingy music video.
It does!
I could wear my Vegas shades the whole time.
Obviously.
Shades, gold chains. I'll get a new Cuban link. Where's that website?
Oh, wait, hold on. I got an idea.
Strictly for thecubanlinks.com. I've been thinking about getting a necklace, and I realized, nah.
Yeah.
It's like, I already have a watch. I don't need more shit to put on.
You sure? You sure about that?
No. Occasionally I want to walk around in a mitzvah chain and a tracksuit with no shirt on, you know.
Turtlenecks and chains.
Turtlenecks and chains.
Oh, sipping on a light beer.
My other dorm outfit would be my Vegas tracksuit.
Vegas velour. There you go. Hey, how you doing?
Hey.
Hey. It's me. It's a guy with the chain on.
The guy with the chain.
Hey, yo, Polly.
Hey, talk about Johnny Chains.
Wait, you need one of these too.
A little pinky ring.
All right. First of all, you're coming to me all wrong. Wrong town.
Robin's over here. He's ready to rub somebody off or rub somebody out.
Hey, what?
One of the two.
Get a desk.
Either way.
What did I say?
What I say?
Get a desk in the dorm room, and every time someone comes in, he's like, "You come to me on the day of finals."
We gotta have a sit down. Just anytime someone comes in, hey, Michael, we gotta have a sit down.
Oh, you guys wear suits and just stand at my door?
A little bit.
Hey, don't. Hey.
Getting into
come
the
here.
Fucking dorm room mafia over here.
it's just fucking Godfather music playing in your dorm just constantly
all the time. Yeah,
but on a what's that? On a sitar instead.
Sitar. Oh my god. And our suits are actually short suits. We have shorts on because we're like the Filipino mafia.
Yes. Says that we're serious, but we all also
we also want to party.
Yeah,
we also understand it's hot as balls out here.
Yes, you got to get a stripper pole in your room
with only dudes on it. Is it only no girls allowed?
Right, a sign that says no chicks allowed.
This is the most hilarious idea that will never happen.
Right, and like maybe like seven different thong bikinis hanging up for dudes and just like label them each day of the week. Yes.
and a monkey just hanging out in the corner.
Obviously you need a monkey.
You gotta
Why
get
would
a monkey.
You not have a monkey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Surprised we're not getting a monkey right now. That's right.
Yeah, like an actual monkey we're talking about.
Actually, I'll go with koala.
No man, koala.
Drop bear?
A drop bear and then train it to actually jump on people.
Like,
I don't like the way you're talking to me.
You could actually just get one of those stuffed bears and set it up over the door so that every time somebody opens the door, it drops on them.
You just got drop beared.
You just got drop beared.
What's up?
You just got jammed.
I guess running around the dorms with the and just like recording in ways we can drop it on people.
I like it.
Run up to him. Yeah, drop beard.
Man. We all should have been in college at the same time.
We still could.
We still could.
We're going old school. Yeah, through the quad to the gymnasium. Come on, bring your green hat.
Snoop-a-loop.
Snoop. Snoop-a-loop.
Where is everybody?
Oh my god.
Good times that have happened.
I can't wait. I got a sand guy, you know, wall-to-wall sand.
Robin will be the sound guy.
Oh, I love it.
What was the name of his? Was it Metro City?
It might have been. I think it Speaker City.
Speaker City.
Stereo City. I'm looking it up. Speaker City, Stereo. I feel like Stereo City.
Oh, Stereo City. Hey, speaking of racist shit, did you hear the recent revelation about Lululemon?
Yes.
Oh yeah, how they changed the name so that Asian people couldn't say it.
Yeah.
Lululemon.
And like, man, that's fucked up. It's kind of funny.
Right?
Definitely funny.
Like, I didn't know if I should laugh or be offended.
Right, I was like, whenever something like this happens, I'm like, what would Dave think about this? And I have to remember, you're also white, so it's not usually the best meter of Asian humor.
I think it's hilarious.
It's pretty funny.
Well, I guess, yeah. Again, like I said, I was just like, that's kind of fucked up, but kind of funny.
Most humor is fucked up.
But also, Asians aren't complaining because we don't complain about things.
Yeah, you just... Never mind. So, there's a guy. You may know about him, Robin. He's in one of the Facebook groups we're both members of. He's a comedian, and he's always posting his shit in the group. And, you know, that's cool. Like, whatever. Uh-huh. You know, you want to post your shit? Post your shit. Good for you. But like he posted a video clip and he's like, hey, tell me what you think. And I responded with, well, you told a joke about being from Ohio. I don't get it. I'm not from Ohio. And he's like, well, I feel like I explained the joke. I'm like, you know, I'd really just rather hear your hard five, man. And he's like, yeah, I got a hard hour, dude. You should look it up. I'm like, yo, you need to calm down. Like, I'm a fan of comedy, and I told him, I've watched you, like, become, like, a guy. Like, you started off doing open mics, and now you're doing shows. Like, I've watched this grow. I think it's cool. I just want to hear your style. I don't need to hear your whole hour. If I like your style, I'll listen to your hour. And he's like,
yeah.
Oh, my bad. I'm like, you're a comedian, and you're taking this personally?
Right.
Like, I said was, I want to hear your hard five. That should be, like, the most encouraging thing, like, anyone has ever said to you ever.
Yeah.
Because, like, I don't know. That, and I'm just like, who are these people? And why is everybody so fucking soft?
Who are these people?
It's not a grape, it's not a nut. But it's like, God damn it.
It was a cone.
It's very undorm daddy Dave of him.
It's not very Cash Money Millionaire of him. I'll just say that.
Young Moolah, right? Baby.
Young Moolah, please say the baby. Anyway, man, I've been dealing with people all day, and people have been pissing me off.
Done people too much today.
I've done people too much. Like I was fucking bitching in the group chat, one of many I'm in, like more than I usually go in on something. Like
you
I was
were in on it.
I was in, and I woke up this morning with that same energy. Like, and I realized like the only person that was like responding to this was Robin. So this is.
So then it was just
now.
Me and you texting. Yeah.
this is your problem now. Yep. Fuck. Yeah. I was just like, this is bullshit. Fuck that shit. Playing Madden all day.
What was that? I can't remember what it was from, but like, I just watched it the other day and was like, you need to learn those two magic words. That sucks. It was like, yep, that sucks. Oh, it was Parks and Rec.
Yep.
Chris Traeger.
You don't have to solve everybody's problems.
Yeah.
You just have to.
Yeah. That sucks.
I have used that so many times. Like, honestly, just like
good advice. Man.
And the other one is just there. You just ask the question is like, hey, are you looking for solutions or you just want someone to bitch to?
Right.
Because sometimes I want solutions and sometimes I just want to let you know that this shit's fucked up.
Right. I have a hard time not being the solution guy.
Right. The same.
Kind of how most men are wired.
Right.
Like, you well, this is what problem. I would do.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, it's funny because I just saw a TikTok. Is this lady talking about? She's like, I wish I could vent to my wife in this TikTok. And then it cuts over and it's the husband. He's like, you know what? I saw this TikTok. And then the very next day, she's driving to work and her transmission goes out. And he shows the car and it's up on a lift. He's like, you know, she said, she called me and she says, starts complaining about her transmission. He says, oh man, that sucks. That's done. And she's like, well, how are you gonna fix it? He's like, oh, you want me to fix it? I thought
you want a solution? Yeah.
Yeah. I thought you just wanted to vent to me. I was like, yes, that's funny.
You're gonna vent to me?
Gonna vent to me? But did you die?
Oh man.
Yeah. Oh, and the other thing I forgot about the caveat to this whole me not going to work today thing. I had told my employee because his paycheck was getting mailed.
I love how there's one employee.
Well, I have one.
I know. I get it.
Yeah. One, I have three employees. But my Seattle employee, it seemed like they were dicking him around in his check. And I said to him, I'm like, hey, man, you know what? If I were in your position, this is what I would do. I would sit my ass at home clocked in until they decided to pay me right.
And then exactly what you did.
That's exactly what I did. I realized it's like, yeah, that is what I would do.
Yeah. You gave honest advice.
Yeah. So I was like, you know, well.
He's got to appreciate that you got his back, though.
Yeah, it's like, true. Like,
I would be so pumped. Yeah, exactly. I'd be like, man, this guy's got me all around.
Mm-hmm. I try, man. Like, I do my best.
Hug of protection.
I have. Like I try hard to be a good snake of protection. Boss. Yeah, a fucking hoop snake of protection. That's the name of this episode.
It is now.
Yeah, I try to be a good boss. I hope I am. Like, I think of all the shitty bosses I've had, and like how they would respond in any situation, and just try not to do that.
Don't.
I don't. Yeah, I try not to. Yeah, it's like, man, it's a lot like parenting in a way. Like, hey, remember that fucked up shit that your dad did? Try to not do that.
Right.
Like, it's going to be hard because that's what you learned. But, you know that it was fucked up. Yeah. So, like, maybe don't be fucked up.
It's fair. It's weird, like, how, at least for me, because my dad's now retired, like, his whole attitude about things changes.
Yeah.
Like, he's not the same person generally, but then every once in a while he'll get a fucking stick up his ass and he'll be like, ooh. And I'm like, I don't like this guy.
Like, you can chill, dude.
You're like, can you go back to being retired dad? Because work dad's a dick.
You can you go back to growing weed?
He's still doing that.
Well, yeah, well, go put some focus on it and less focus on being a dick.
Like, do some of that weed stuff. Go do that.
Whether you're smoking it or growing it, do one of the two.
Whatever, yeah, man, just do that.
He's just got buckets of weed. Remember when I started smoking it?
Yeah, he still has that same weed. Like, there's giant jugs of weed in the living room, like gallons.
Does weed have
just sitting there. Date? What?
Does it have an expiration date?
No, but it molds. Probably.
Yeah.
But it's dry, so it's not molding.
The problem is it'll be fine. Old weed doesn't really smoke very well, but it'll be fine.
See, and I think that's where we're at. I think we have like old ass shit.
Yeah.
So yeah, you can pretty much shake that off and then use the key.
Shake.
Outside of that, like, and I've never done it myself. I've just seen it done on the internet and other places.
I smoked some of it, but that was before I bought my pen.
Yeah.
And which I haven't gotten any in a while.
I just saw a commercial for the Big Ten on the TVs, and I was like, hey, football. And then they had a singer on there, and he looked kind of like the Smash Mouth guy, and I was like, oh, that guy died.
Oh yeah. The year stopped coming.
Yep. Yeah. And then they will not be coming again.
Or
and then
anymore.
Who else? Jimmy Buffett?
Yeah, he stepped on a pop top.
And then there was another singer that died.
Tom Jones.
No, who I'm gonna
it
look it up.
Tom Jones. Sex bomb, sex bomb, your sex bomb.
That's a good one. Have you guys been watching? No, I know you haven't. I don't even know I'm asking. The Winning Time.
Negative.
It's good. It got good again.
I got a.
Isn't that like a weekly episode kind of thing?
Yeah, every Sunday.
Right, yeah, usually I just wait. I wait a few weeks on those, and then I can binge them.
The singer from Dire Straits died.
Oh.
He's in them.
He wants his MTV.
Now somebody else died too. Smash Mouth guy, Jimmy Buffett, Dire Straits.
Now that I don't have games to play,
right? You should. Somebody from Whitesnake.
My good controller broke, and then I tried to fix it, broke it more, and then I found some of my old controllers, and then I remembered that they were broken, and for some reason I packed them and brought them down from Washington instead of just throwing them away.
Well, they have repair kits out now that you can get from Xbox, and they're like $20, and they're full sticks and everything. You can.
I thought those were only for the Elite.
Are they? I thought they had them for the regular ones too.
They might. I don't know. I've never looked.
I knew about the Elite ones. Yeah. But I think I'm just gonna once I get some money, just buy either the same one that just broke, the good one that just broke, or the one that Robin's got.
Well, I'm gonna look next door and see if, because I'm pretty sure I gave Grayson some controllers that aren't broken, and he hasn't broken them. So I'm gonna look tomorrow. I just forgot today.
Xbox controllers on this generation are really, really easy to break.
Yeah, the Elite one is a little tougher. It's got metal buttons and that sort of stuff.
Well, so
I just remember my 360 controller went through the war, man, and I think it's still ticking.
I still have the same 360 controllers we used to play with. They're fine. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The good one that just broke, I had for 4-5 years.
You've had it for quite a while.
I mean, I got it while I was in Washington.
Yeah.
And I think I was working at the prison. So I've had it.
You were.
Five or 6 years.
Yeah.
So pretty solid. And I play a lot of video games when I was in Washington because I'd go to work, come home, play video games. That's it. That's all I did. Yeah. And then the other ones I had before that, I had those for about 5 or 6 years. Rechargeable ones. I had two of them. But then again, they both broke. So.
I just got the one that's like it's iridescent, changes colors from it's all blue and shit. Oh, there's a guy that could die. That'd be okay.
The guy who sang that song, the ISO 65 guy.
Yeah, I don't have any beef with him, but you know, whatever.
I don't have any beef with him. He could just die.
He just fuck him. I mean, he wouldn't care if I died, so why should I care if he died?
That's fair.
I still have yet to see a celebrity death that I was just like wrecked by.
I'm still sitting on Ric Flair.
Yeah, Ric Flair will suck.
Ric Flair is gonna hurt. Prince hurt.
See, for me, it was Kurt Cobain.
So I think that hurt more for him.
I think
probably.
I think when Clint Eastwood goes, I'll be a little sad. But
that.
He's one of the few that I can think of off the top of my head that, like, if they go, you know. Oh, but then again, like, Ken Griffey Jr., when he goes, I might be a little upset.
Yeah, and he's blown up like he's got diabetes. Yeah. My dad, I was thinking about this. My dad, I remember when Waylon Jennings died, he had a really hard time with Waylon. I'm trying to think of, like, who it would be that would really be my, like, outside of Ric Flair. And that's a good question. Like, what celebrity would affect you the most?
Because I like when there's been plenty of times when, like, Whitney Houston died and people were just wrecked. I'm just like, why? Like, she doesn't even know who you are.
Like, I just don't.
Not I can't that, think not of that, anybody right
not
now.
That there's no part of me that says it sucks. Because there's the part of me that goes, oh, that sucks.
Right.
But like, as far as worried, I'm not gonna pay extra money to go to some memorial for them. I'm not, you know, I just don't give a shit enough.
I'll be pretty upset when Harrison Ford dies.
That'll suck.
Like
when Carrie Fisher died, that really sucked. That one, like, it was so out of nowhere for a lot of people because, you know, like, she's a private person and she was just in London. But yeah. I guess she was, like, doing lots of coke and
yeah.
they found, like, 7 different drugs in her system.
Well, if you're going to go.
Like, well, I mean, if you're gonna, yeah, she fucking lived how she wanted to live. Yeah.
That's a deal, right? Like, if they're like, hey, you've got a week, like, you're going to die. I'm like, well, fucking let's try some shit.
God, imagine if Donald Trump died, how many people would lose their shit?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It would be.
You thought Whitney Houston was terrible. Bad?
Oh, my God. I would die of laughter just watching the chaos unfold.
I would enjoy the chaos. Yes, that's a good way of putting it.
Who was it?
Have you heard?
Like when Kobe died. When Kobe died, I was. Rough. I think that one is probably one that's affect. Like I said, they don't affect me. But
right.
If I had to pick that affected me the most, it'd probably be Kobe, because you know we grew up watching. We watched Kobe basically go from a boy to a man.
Mm-hmm.
Have to remember that. And I think it's the unexpected ones, unexpected freak ones like Kobe's.
Right. Like if Steve Carell died tomorrow, I'd probably be like, what the fuck? Yeah.
Because Kobe was still in the spotlight somewhat.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was still doing stuff and doing things. But then all of a sudden, he's just gone.
Keep playing it.
Yeah. All right, here we go.
They want a band strong.
Wait, what the fuck? Where's the sound?
I can hear it.
Oh, you can hear it?
Yeah.
Right. Has anybody ever tried those paper straws? They're not working too good.
Right?
Has anybody ever tried? Seriously, the new straw's made out of paper, right? Hey, it disintegrates as you drink it. If you have a nice tie like this tie, this would have no chance. By the time you get finished, the straw is totally disintegrated. Does anybody walk around with a plastic straw? Because it's gone bad. You know, you whip it out, boom, boom. You never had to do that. So they want to ban straws. I said, oh, really? What about the cart? What about the plate? What about the knives and the spoons that are plastic? Oh, they're okay. But the straws we got to ban.
Oh, by Ric Flair drip.
Oh, that's definitely getting cut out. I better run time.
It's less than it's less than 30 seconds, so it's okay.
Yeah, you'd think that.
Confirm stop sharing. I'm glad there wasn't a, you know, nudity or anything on there. God, we would hate to see some nudity on this show.
Yeah, we would not want that again.
Yeah, no dicks.
Well,
yeah. We need to get some like good boobs on the show to even things out.
Man, hey, if any of you chicks listening would like to come on here and show us your boobs.
We could do a Howard Stern.
We can make it happen.
We could have the first naked girl in podcast history.
Not like all the podcasts, just ours.
No, definitely in all the podcasts.
Oh, yep.
Yep. It's never happened first. Before. You could be the first once. One.
Try to Sibian and everything.
First Wait, time. What?
What? Do you have one? Huh?
What? Huh?
I got one of those like wand, personal massager wands. Those are.
I have a lightsaber.
Yeah.
Wait. I got one of them massage guns. I got one of these.
Massage it's got an R gun. On it. No, you don't want to use that for insertion though.
I got one of these. One.
Savenia.
Wait.
Let's crank up. Let's go.
Oi. I was going more for the Wipeout? Song from Pulp Fiction.
Huh.
Yeah, that one. Dale something. Dale Cranford.
Miserulou is the name of that song.
Yep, there you go. Missouri.
I just needed to get enough information and enough of that song out to know.
I keep getting messages about assignments being graded.
You're like, oh. I don't fuck. I didn't turn any of that shit in.
Yeah, you're busy. It's football season.
Hey, hell yes, it is.
Did you guys do anything this weekend?
Me? Who, me? Yeah.
Me?
Went to the football game.
Oh.
It's back. Football's back. Football's back, baby.
There's probably a game on right now.
I don't know why they're not playing football right now.
I love football season. It's the best.
I've been watching nothing. Like, when I was in the hotel, and I basically watched nothing but college football from the time I got there to the time we left.
Obviously. I mean, what else are you supposed to do?
So good. So good to have it back.
So good.
Football's back, and outlandish claims that Colorado will be good.
Man. I think that if it, anything, it shows you TCU got really fucking lucky.
Yeah, TCU's ass, actually.
Also,
Colorado's going to boat race Nebraska for the standalone Big Noon kickoff game, and then they're is this going to get fucking ridiculous?
It's going to be great for us.
Yeah, they're going to be 3-0.
Game day could very well be here.
I am looking forward to seeing Colorado play against a good defensive team, and then I'll judge them from there. As of right now, people saying that the claims that Colorado is going to be a playoff team, I'm not buying it.
Oh, I haven't heard that one.
Yeah, that's a reach.
Yeah.
See, here's the thing about Colorado is where they are now is where Oregon was in the early 2000s, like the 2006, 2007 era. And that's, they have really good starters.
Yeah.
And nothing behind them.
Just hope nobody ever gets hurt.
Nobody ever gets hurt or tired.
Or tired, yeah.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, as soon as, like you said, as soon as they run into a team that is just going to run the ball and hit you and hit you and hit you, like, it doesn't matter how good your cornerback is against a running team.
Right. Not only that, but what are you going to do against a team that has a good defensive line?
Yeah.
Because they're going to get tired, your offense. Or somebody like Oregon, where we have like 9 defensive linemen.
Yeah, at every position.
Yeah.
I mean, not to take away from what they did, the numbers that they put up are
spectacular.
Between Sanders and Hunter?
Hunter.
Yeah.
Shadir Sanders and Travis Hunter.
Yep. Between those guys' numbers were incredible. And I enjoyed watching what I did of it.
Yeah.
But like, I just want to see him against a good defensive team.
Because to me,
those teams put up a ton of points, but didn't stop shit.
Yeah. It's a lot like in a smaller way when a team that's overmatched comes out and scores on their first or their second drive, like Portland State did. Because they've spent 4 months working on this drive.
Right.
Like every play is going to sequence itself to the utmost perfect degree. It's like when Oregon forced basically a 3-and-out on the first drive, I was like, oh, shit, our defense is legit, actually. And then they scored a touchdown on the next drive because they were still on script.
Right.
But like, that's ridiculous to take a team like the first drive of the year and just completely shut them down.
Yeah.
That's impressive. Doesn't matter who you're playing because those guys have been practicing that sequence of 15 plays since August.
Right. Well, that's why like opening drive scores don't bother me that much
ever.
Like it sucks, but opening drive scores are two drive scores don't really bother me that much. Cause I'm like, defense is still filling this out.
Right.
And like Robin and I said it to each other, like we were watching how quick Portland State's quarterback and running back were. Like there was a time when running back went up the middle and danced around 5 dudes and then got 10 yards.
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh, these guys might actually be a problem. And then all of a sudden nothing happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, okay, we figured it out. Like, yeah, they're pretty quick, but so guess what? So are we.
We're a lot quicker. Yeah.
Well, and it goes back to what Jake said earlier, the depth.
Mm-hmm.
We have depth. Yeah. Our guys may get tired, but guess what? We got another one.
We got more guys.
And he isn't tired.
And the drop off from the ones to the twos is not as great as it used to be.
No, it's not. It's not nearly as bad as it was. We have a lot of guys fighting for spots.
Yeah, and we've got dudes coming back this week from injury, Winningham and Justin Jacobs among them. So Evan our linebacker's Williams. Getting better. Mm-hmm. Evan Williams, because you know we got to have the green card out there.
Getting crunk, get the crunk juice.
He's going to be the ghost out there with the helmets on.
Oh, did you see the uniforms, Dave?
This week's?
Yeah.
Nope, I'm looking on right now.
Yeah, I'll show you.
They are neat.
White and chrome.
I do like how football pants have become shorts.
Right? The chrome helmets are so sick.
Like I said, I was like, part of me wanted the green helmets because I like that shit. But then, the chrome is both going to be annoying for everybody in Texas and not as hot as a black helmet or a green, dark green
the
helmet.
The chrome is sick. Those are sick.
I am a fan of the chrome helmets.
Yeah. Big fan.
That's a good thing. Ding.
Ding.
That's a good thing we invented that. And then North Carolina's like, we could do this every week.
Well,
TCU, TCU copied it. Boise Baylor. State's copied it. Baylor's copied it. Who else? Maryland.
There's been a number of times when Baylor has been playing.
Rutgers.
Yep. And you think it's Oregon?
Yeah, I see Baylor on TV, and I'm like, Oregon's not playing right now. So again, I start paying attention. I'm like, oh, that's Baylor.
You're like, Oregon's not in the Big 12. They're in the Big 10.
Like, why are they playing Texas right now?
Speaking of Baylor, do you see how bad they got beat?
Who did they lose to? Somebody absurd.
North Texas State or some shit.
Oh, it was North Texas.
Yeah.
North Texas has been doing that the last few years, though, haven't they?
CUNT?
I want to say North Texas has done that. Come out first game of the season, it's North Texas versus another big Texas school, and they win. Or at least put up a fight.
Putting up fights, yeah. I found the picture today of that Jake took of me on the sideline.
Was that I took that picture?
Pretty sure you did. Maybe it was Dave.
It might have been Dave, because for that game, I was on the other side of the field. I was on the...
What game was that?
North side.
Eastern Mashington. It's this picture.
It's a Vernon Adams game.
Oh, yeah, that was me. No, because I would have been
I'm down there.
No, because I was sitting in our seat or your seat that I always sit in.
Okay.
Somebody sent it to him.
Because you came over at halftime, and then I went over there, and I was there I was in the crowd for shout, or I was on the field for shout.
Man.
And I still
happen again.
Someone stopped me because I was on the duck side with an Eastern Washington pass. And asked me if I was transferring. And I said I was transferring from a JUCO. Because my beard was, I don't think it wasn't nearly as gray, but it was as big.
Yeah.
And I had tattoos all over. you're a transfer? Yeah, I'm transferring from a JUCO.
Old JUCO.
There's a bunch of people. Oh, Bales posting the pic.
There we go. It's about time.
I need to get those shoes now.
Right? Dave's next.
Wait, where did he post that? Because I don't see that yet.
It's on TikToks.
Oh, it's on
not TikTok, on Snapchat.
The snaps?
I need to get one of them jobs so I can have some disposable income.
Sweet snapping chats. All right. Well, we have the cool kids.
Check
cool
this
kids
one out. Check out this picture Dana posted. That's her license in the toilet.
What? Why is her license in the toilet?
I don't know. I don't know that part.
Dana's a unique individual.
She is. Why is that there?
You can't park your car there.
Ding. I gotta write it down now.
Yeah, man, like getting to go to the games again, and we pulled a surprise on both of our kids, which was fun.
That was good.
Yeah.
What did you say when you were leaving?
I don't recall.
I think I heard you say me as being a hoe bag or something, and I was like,
yeah.
Okay. All right.
That's pretty much it. Yeah. Like we got through the first half and she was hot. I'm like, yeah. And yeah, I was just like, all right, well,
it was pretty fucking hot. I missed most of a lot of the game because I was standing in other places or going different places because it was too fucking hot. But yeah,
you're like, and I was like, you know what? It's 50-7 at the break. You don't want to be here. I get it. Yeah. Like it's Portland State. It's why we came to this game.
Right.
Yeah. And so I was like, we did what we came here to do. You spent the first half with River. You got more hang time than you thought you would. Everything's cool. Moving on.
Yeah.
I was stoned enough to be cold. I was sitting there and everyone was like, it's so hot. I can feel the sweat on my body. I'm kind of chilly.
Wait, I got it. I'm going to find it
fast. It's a very Asian thing to do.
Yourself
off by being sweaty.
After the game, you know, found this.
Yep.
Which, awesome. But check this shit out. My fucking chair broke.
What?
Yeah. Sitting there. Both sides are broken. I gotta remember to call them.
Oh, you haven't yet?
And like, it's like just
dip, womp. I mean, odds are they'll probably see it and fix it.
I doubt they'll see it if I don't message them or call them.
What happened was, were you in your regular?
Just sitting in my regular seat, and it just goes, and I'm like, oh, that's cool.
Because
I'd noticed it was leaning to the left already, so the left side was broken. And then it broke the rest of the way in the third or fourth quarter. I think it was fourth quarter.
I had that happen at T-Mobile Park, one of the last Mariners games I went to. Like, I sat down in the chair, and, like, it was just cracked. And I didn't notice it was cracked, but I was like, man, this chair is needlessly uncomfortable, and I don't know why. And then I sit up, and there's this huge crack in it, and I was like, man, the only thing is supposed to have a crack in it's my butt.
Right? Not the thing it's sitting on.
Exactly.
The only crack I like is my rocks.
What?
Huh?
The only crack I like is cocaine!
Thanks, Joe Rogan.
Oh, man. EJ, we saw EJ and Tracy.
Hell yeah, we did.
That was awesome.
They've been walking around with jello shots and shit.
I did kind of wish that I had driven myself because they were going to the O-Bar after the game.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm going to go see. But at the same time, I don't have money for gas.
You didn't have any money. Yeah.
I got nothing.
What else happened? Saw Jed, obviously, because that's what we do.
Beer prices went up.
Did they?
Those two drinks that I came in with, I had to put them on a credit card I wasn't sure was going to accept. Because I had mom and dad give me some cash.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, all right, cool. I'm going to get these beers, get a couple of drinks. And they're like, for two drinks, it was $46. $21.50 for two beers. And I was just like, oh, okay, well, I've got cash. That's way more than I want to. But here's some cash. He's like, oh, we only take card. I'm like, no, I'm paying you with cash because I don't have a card that I can use anymore.
Jeez. I was like,
my two credit cards are maxed out, I thought.
Yeah.
So I was like, so I gave him one of my credit cards, and I was like, let's see what happens.
So I brought those seltzers that Dave bought and left them in my fridge since, like, June. And so I threw all of them in the cooler, and then we brought three of them into the game, and I gave them to the people that sit behind us, and they were so fucking happy. Well, at one point, I was going somewhere, and the guy goes, give me a beer. And I was like, all right. And he was like, oh, I'm joking. I'm like, no, seriously, I'll do it. I don't give a shit. And he's like, oh, cool. He gives me his fucking card and then $20. And he's like, get whatever else you want. And I'm like, I just really just want a drink. So I got a soda and I found a coupon for a free water.
There you go.
Yeah. So I had a water and a soda. And
then that beer I was joking when I was like, hey, where's mine? Because I didn't say anything about getting a beer.
Yeah.
Like, hey, where's mine? And he's like, oh, no, take this other one. I was like, no, I'm just joking. Like, you paid for the, like, I don't, he's like, no, take it. It only took him two times for him to tell me to take it. Then I finally took it. I'm not gonna argue.
All right, man. I'm fine. I'll drink a beer.
I was
drinking a beer right now.
But then by the fourth quarter, I was drinking our South County Slam and eating some chips.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I haven't had water in like 5 hours.
Dude, I got nauseous.
And all I had was a little sugary liquor drink and some chips.
I got a little case of the head headache after the game.
Oof. Yeah. I had a Gator Light in the car, so I was.
Hey, new rule. If you're going to bring kids, make sure you have some water and sodas for them.
Yeah.
Because I brought waters and sodas for me.
I had water for Riv.
Oh, okay.
She just didn't drink it because she saw yours. She's like, okay, I'll drink that. You have a water in the cooler, like a big fucking thing of it.
Oh, okay. Because I was just like, I want these kids, because these kids are going to get a dehydration headache and be miserable way before I do.
Yeah.
I was like, I can drink this whole time and be fine. But then I was like, man, I wish I had one of my waters left.
Well, you can also say no. Half open.
Exactly. You can also say fuck off and drink your water that you already opened.
Yeah.
Because that's something too.
Yeah.
So, sometimes it's okay for kids to be told no.
Well, I didn't know if they had anything at the time.
Well, they're very consumer based.
Yeah.
Consumer-based. I mean, children in general. Yeah. I mean, hey.
I just saw a clip of what was it? Bruce Willis and what's his name? Not Ari Spears. He was on 30 Rock.
Oh,
Tracy.
Tracy Morgan.
Yeah, Tracy Morgan, right? And there's this scene.
Puerto Ricans.
They pull this kid over who's driving a car in a
I was just car kidding, garage. By the way. I was just guessing Tracy Morgan. Yep.
And then the kid comes out and he kicks Tracy Morgan in the balls, and Bruce Willis is laughing, and Tracy Morgan just rears up and punches the little kid in the balls. Here's one thing you don't know about me, but I'll punch a kid. And they just start laughing. Like, that's awesome.
That is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'll punch a kid.
Have either of you watched that Lioness show yet?
What is it?
Nope.
I've not heard of it.
It's on Paramount Plus. It's Zoe Saldana. It's actually got Morgan Freeman in it. Nicole Kidman's in it.
Ricky Martin?
Ricky Martin.
Yep, Living La Vida Loca. Anyway, it's this Zoe Saldana runs this group that their job is to plant somebody close to a terrorist's family member. This case is basically the guy who pays for Al-Qaeda and ISIS and all that shit, his daughter. They plant a chick to be friends with her. And the show is about how she tries to become friends with her and gets close to her, and then her job is to kill that chick's dad. Yeah, it's either to kill him or to tell them where to drop a missile, basically. And it's pretty badass. I wasn't sure what to expect. There's definitely more lesbianisms in it than I expected, which I was okay with that. Two hot chicks.
Where lesbians are actually attractive.
Right. But anyways, it starts out oh shit. Like they drop a missile. This is not a spoiler. They drop a missile on an American because she was compromised, and they're like, yeah, she's going to die. And so you slowly figure out why and how it got to that and how they're going to do the next person. And I don't know. It's cool. It's a good show. I watched the whole series in either one day or two. I feel like it was one, though. Maybe it was two.
Do you feel like if someone dropped, if they dropped the missile, on you, if the point of the missile, hit, impacted you, do you think you would die before it exploded?
Probably.
Yeah. I think you would die before it exploded, and you would probably not even feel it.
You think you would die before it hit you? From just the sheer force?
The shock?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I mean, unless it was a really fucking big missile.
Like a MOAB.
And really, really fast.
Yeah, it would have to be moving fucking fast.
I mean, they move quick, but
They're going to be moving at terminal velocity, from that distance.
Well, they're going faster than that.
You can see them, though. You can watch it. You can watch it fall.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying that you're going to call a fair catch, but
yeah. not very fair. An unfair. Like,
I got it. I could just, I'm just picturing fucking Bin Laden out there.
I cut the bomb. It is not exploding. We get the bomb at the 25-yard line.
And then the fucking Haji over there throws a flag.
it's
missile
a green
catch
flag.
Interference.
Missile catch interference.
10 goats.
10 goats for Sam.
Well, these people, they could have been anywhere in the world. They're here with us talking about goat football. Make sure you're checking us out. DefinitelyNotSellingDrugs.com, BadFacts.info. For all your juicy love. Make sure you're checking us out. We're good. We're fun. We're three handsome guys, and we're having a good show. We're having a good time. But for this episode, this edition of my show, good night, universe.
That's a podcast.
Go Ducks.
Go Ducks.
Go Ducks.
Make sure to go and check out DefinitelyNotSellingDrugs.com.